Well, a guy that knows an awful lot about pie, and in particular, Mama Joe Homestyle Pies, actually made the trip up from Medina County this morning to pay us a visit here at Mama Joe's Amherst location. Say hello to the WEOL listening audience, our mystery guest.
Hello there, WEOL radio audience.
Yes, Joe Tate, the legendary Joe Tate, stopped by to pay us a visit. Now, what would bring you up to Amherst on a Saturday morning to stop by here?
Mama Joe's pies. Come on, get with the program.
Now, how many Boston cream pies are you going to walk out of here with today?
I understand I'm getting one, and that's all that matters.
That's good.
Well, it is great to have you here. Thanks for coming on up and paying us a visit.
Good to be here. I've been to the Medina store numerous times, but I think this is my second visit in here. In fact, Joanna, the last time we were here gave me the complete tour of the operation. Remember that?
Yeah.
You saw the kitchens and how it's all made in the back.
The whole thing in the back was fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time I got back to the front, I was ready for a Boston cream pie.
Do you remember what impressed you the most about that tour in the back part?
One thing, everything was so spotlessly clean. It was like a surgery room. You know, it was really very, very clean and neat. It looked like everything was in its right place, and the production of that pie was interesting to watch.
And do you remember the large vats? Do you remember the vats? Johanna, what makes your crust so special here at Mama Joe's?
Well, lard.
Lard.
Yep.
Joe, do you remember the...
Got lots of that.
Yes, you were like outstanding. These vats of lard. You
right? That's right. Oh, I'm, no, this is, hey, if you want a pie, there's only one place to go, and that's Mama Joe.
Well, it's great to have you up here this morning. It's really cool.
I do take umbrage with one thing that you said earlier. You said no one has ever shot 100% from the field. I did.
This is a great story. Okay, you've got to tell our listeners this story. I've heard this story.
I was playing on the freshman, sophomore, junior varsity reserves at Elgin, Illinois, and we played at 9:30 on Saturday mornings in an empty gym. Even the janitors left the key under the mat and went to get coffee. And on the team that I was on, there were 11 guys. So 10 of them scrimmaged, and I stood around, and I went over to one of the adjoining courts, and I started practicing the half-court hook shot. And the coach one night called me over after practice. He says, you know, if you ever get in a game and shoot that, I'm yanking you out, and you'll never play again. And I figured, well, that's an idle threat because I haven't been in a game yet. So we're losing 64 to 24, something of that nature. And he said, Tate, get in there. And so I got out of my warm-ups, and I went down and went in onto the floor. Well, I'm not very fast. And the game would go to the right, the game would go to the left. And I kind of gravitated toward the center circle. You know, about the time I got to the center circle, they were coming back the other way. So I just was there, and the ball broke free and rolled right to me, right to my feet. I picked it up, and I turned toward the basket. I heard the coach screaming, don't do it. And I hooked it over my head from center floor. The ball got to the basket just about the time the fellow who replaced me got on the floor, and it was nothing but net.
And that's great.
The coach was a man of his word. I never played again.
So Joe Tate has a 100% field goal shooting percentage.
That's right.
Oh, man, that is a great story. That's awesome. Well, I amend my earlier comment then. There is somebody out there that has shot 100% from the field.